Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you today. We talk with Arvy Smith, Deputy State Health Director for North Dakota, giving an overview of the medical marijuana law in North Dakota and how that's going to roll out. It's very interesting stuff for you business folk out there. U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer talks about campaigning for a federal position and participating in town hall meetings, big part of his strategy. Neil Bernard shares his Geico cafeteria health study, and Vicki Steiner gives an update on some Bakken communities and their infrastructure projects. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Arvy Smith, Deputy State Health Director with the North Dakota Department of Health.
I'm Arvy Smith, the Deputy State Health Officer for the Department of Health.
Now, my understanding is that you're the individual with the Department of Health that's kind of had the lead on this.
Well, over a number of years, I've been following the issue through my national counterparts. I am a member of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officers Committee. I was chair of that group for a while. And through our national partners, we've been hearing experiences from other states for the past 5 or more years. So that's my background on this particular subject. I've been following it very carefully. I do, in the Department of Health, oversee various regulatory functions, including nursing home, food and lodging functions, which have some similar characteristics. You're doing a licensing or registration process, and then you're doing enforcement and regulation type of activities.
So describe to me kind of what's going on in North Dakota right now. The election just happened. Measure passed. So in theory, North Dakota in 2017 will be another legalized medical cannabis state. Talk to me a little bit about what's going on with that and how that's going to unfold.
You know, we've been meeting even prior to passage of Measure 5, and I'm talking about the impact this might have to the health department, and plus we were also required to develop a fiscal note related to the measure, and so we have carefully reviewed it numerous times to put that material together. But moving forward, we did meet with a working group the very morning after Measure 5 passed and began developing an action plan and prioritizing our activities. You know, the first couple things, there are a couple things we do need to resolve as soon as we can. And one is we're looking at our budget options in order to get through the current biennium and pay some of the startup costs that will happen before the sales and activities, licensing functions generate any revenue to the state. So we are carefully looking at that, considering whether we need emergency commission approval or if we'll need a deficiency fund appropriation or what capacity we have to absorb any of the costs. The second thing is there are a couple of areas of the measure that do need clarification, and there are even a couple of cases of redundant language that appear to be conflicting, and so we do need... We are getting some legal guidance as to whether we can clarify those areas through administrative rule or policy, or whether we, in fact, have to go through a legislative session to get the proper clarity that allows us to move forward with implementing the law. So those are some of the first steps. In addition, in our action plan, we are looking at you know, we are visiting with other states and gathering their application forms and registration cards and any materials we can, policy manuals, rules, so that we can expedite this and use what other states have developed rather than recreating the wheel. That may help us save a lot of time if we can take their documents and amend them to address the North Dakota situation. We are also looking at staff. I'm anxious to turn this over to a section lead who will do all of the things that are needed to implement this. So we are looking at getting that position on board as soon as we can, so that we can move these things forward. We're also looking at how, as required in the measure, the designated caregiver groups have to purchase the marijuana seed from a compassion center. We are looking at how we get the first legal marijuana plant or seed into the state, and we are working with state and federal officials on how we go about doing that so that the law can be implemented. So those are some of the activities we've been looking at.
So from... Let me just ask you, from a dispensary or a caregiver, I guess, a super center, you said a word like that, or maybe my mind just put super center in there. What kind of levels are we talking about here? Like, I'm accustomed with the Colorado dispensaries, for example, and that doesn't sound like what we're talking about here. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what is in the Colorado law, but what... North Dakota's Compassionate Care Act provides for is two different types of providers. One of them is what they call a designated caregiver that can serve themselves and up to five qualifying patients. That would be a smaller type of an operation. The Compassionate Care Centers are a larger dispensary type, probably more similar to what you see in Colorado, and those dispensaries can have as many as 1,000 plants at a time and 3,500 ounces of usable marijuana in their inventory. The designated caregivers can only have up to eight marijuana plants, and they can all sell as much as 3 ounces to qualifying patients every 14 days. So there are two different types of providers in North Dakota, in the North Dakota law.
You said something that kind of perked my interest a little bit. Had to do with it's a red card in other states. They're called it's a medical marijuana card. Red card is what they're kind of colloquially called as. Who distributes the red card in North Dakota? You mentioned the caregiver. So am I to understand that the doctors don't technically administer the red card, but the person who's the grower administers the care guard, or the dispensary owner does?
What the North Dakota law provides for is that the Department of Health issues what they call it a registration card for each qualifying patient. And what a qualifying patient needs to do is, in addition to their birth certificate and their address and the name of who's going to be their provider, they also have to get a doctor to submit to us a form that indicates that the individual is under that physician's care and that the individual has one of the qualifying conditions provided for in the measure, and then that individual may benefit from marijuana. That is what the physician's role is. So the Department of Health needs to obtain that certification from their physician. But the physician doesn't actually write a prescription. The amounts and type forms of use are provided by the designated caregiver or by the employees at the compassion centers.
To listen to the full-length interview with R.B. Smith, North Dakota Department of Health, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.